You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Debbie. Are you calling from a currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
May I have your first name, please?
Tashari A. Berry.
Will you spell your first name?
T-A-S-H-A-R-E-A.
And your last name?
Berry, B-E-R-R-Y.
And a good telephone number to reach you in case we get disconnected.
708-731-7054.
Great, thank you. Would you like to get a text message letting you know when they'll be arriving to assist you?
Yes.
Okay, just a moment.
Is it a long wait?
It just depends on where you are and how many providers are working. Have you already called in this morning?
No, I had called in last night. I was trying to make appointments for first thing this morning because where I have to take my car out, the place closed at 12 p.m. And, I have to get there today. You know what I'm saying? Because I have to go to work.
Right.
And my
okay.
car is stuck right in my job parking lot.
All right. Let
and
me.
And they had me on hold yesterday for about 4 hours. So I just hung up and just left my car there and tried to do it over this morning.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what we can do to assist you. Do you have your member ID number?
I do. Give me 1 second so I can pull that up.
Sure.
The member ID is D as in dog, A as in apple, 155-245-08.
Okay. Just one moment. And Ms. Berry, can you just verify your home address to make sure I do have the correct policy pulled up?
410-4106 Charleston Road, Madison, Illinois.
Okay. And the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling about?
A 2016 Hyundai Sonata.
Okay. What color is it?
White.
And what seems to be the problem with it?
I only have the car for about 3 weeks now. Yesterday on my way to work, the check engine light popped on. So when I got to work, because I work at AutoZone, I had put the check engine on there, you know, so I could put out the paperwork so I could let the car place know what's going on with it, why I just came on, why my car. So then when I tried to leave work yesterday, it just completely would not start. So then I sat for about 30 minutes, and it finally started up. I got to the light by my job, and the car wasn't driving. It just started going all the way backwards, like, almost, you know what I'm saying? So I just don't know what's going on with the car. I only had it 3 weeks. I only drive to work and back home, to work back home, you know what I'm saying? So I don't understand why I just went out on the third week.
Yeah, exactly. I would be wondering the same thing.
That's what I'm saying. I have to be at work at 3 today, so now I might have to call. You know what I'm saying? Now it's messing me up for a car that I only had 3 weeks, and nothing was wrong with the car when I first got it, or maybe it was, but they straight, you know, they tried to hurry up and do something, and then now whatever they did is bad. Now I'm not sure what's going on, but I don't really know, ma'am.
I got it. It's a mystery. Oh,
right.
I am so sorry for you to have this happen. You know, when you just get a car, you expect it to go.
Right,
okay.
and I was at least not expecting none this soon. Not 3 weeks after I have the car,
Or if it just, you know, needed a jump start or something like that. That's one thing, but this is crazy.
I tried to give it a jump with my work truck, with one of the work cars at my job. And it started up for 1 second and cut right back off.
Well, maybe it's something easy to fix, like a fuse or something.
I'm not going to lie.
Hopefully.
When I put the machine on there to get fixed, it said it needed a knock sensor. So I had took it to the mechanic shop, you know, right behind my job, just to see maybe if they could see something or know nothing. And they said they were not able to fix the knock sensor because where it's located in the vehicle. So they referred me to go back to where I got it from, because they said if they would have fixed it at the mechanic shop, it would have been like a $900 to $1,200 job.
Whoa!
So that's why I'm like, I shouldn't be having to pay that much, and I just got the car still under warranty. So that's why I was trying to, you know, take care of the business today, but the mechanic shop closed at 12 p.m. So,
okay.
And it's always like 30 minutes away from my job. So it's like, that's why I was trying to get on it kind of early.
Right. I understand. Okay. And are you able to put it in neutral?
Now that I don't know. I didn't ever try to drive it in neutral. I didn't even try to, you know, I was not thinking. I just was shocked. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even
I know you are. I know you are. Oh, let's see what we can do here. Okay.
Like, I'm about to leave out my house, though. Like, in 2 minutes, I have to catch an Uber to go to my job. But my job is only 10 minutes for me. So that's why I was at least trying to get the tow in, you know, in order so I won't just be sitting in the cold car.
Right. I gotcha. Okay. And, so it's at your job. So will you be there with the key?
Yeah, I'll be there with the key in less than 10 minutes. That's why I was, you know,
okay.
Trying to see where the tow is at. Yeah, it won't take me no time to get there.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get the rest of this.
My grandma just passed away on her funeral Monday.
It's oh, my gosh. It's just piling up on you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, just what an almost a new year to start, Christmas to start.
Okay, so it's at AutoZone right now where you were?
Yeah, it's at AutoZone in Chicago Heights. Yes, ma'am.
And which one is it? Is it on Chicago?
565
on West 14th?
Yep.
Okay. And where do you want to take it?
I want to take it to, let me give you the address. This is where the car shop, the car place where I got the car from referred me to. This is their mechanic that's going to fix it. So let me look at my,
Sure.
No,
go ahead.
Take
your time.
Where's that damn address? Oh, okay. 3738 West 53rd Street. Then they got me going all the way yonder.
West 53rd. Is that also in
63rd.
Chicago Heights? 63rd.
Yeah, 63rd Street in Chicago, Illinois.
63, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, let's see. Okay, your benefit's only $50, and it's probably going to cost you more than that, okay?
How much?
I don't know. I have to get you a quote.
Yes, can you please talk to me?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yes. I will not set anything up without your expressed approval, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you want me to call you back with a quote, or do you want to hold?
I can hold, because
okay.
I kind of don't want to be waiting too long in the end. You know, I just want to know. I've got time to wait.
Okay. If we get cut off, I can call you back at 708-731-7054?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Hold on for me, and let me see what I can find out.
Okay.